This hearing in the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee will now come to order. It is now 1:31 p.m. Thursday, March 14th in Bill 205. Members present are Senator Ray Jackson, Senator Bjorkman, myself, Senator Dunbar. Let the record reflect we have a quorum to conduct business. Please take this time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Before we begin, I would like to thank Juliana Singh, the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Recording Secretary, and Joseph Giesbrecht from the Juno LIO for staffing the committee today. We have one item of business on our agenda today. We are looking to the will of the committee on SB 256, establish ALS Awareness Month by the Senate State Affairs Committee by request. Do any committee members have any questions before we begin? Not seeing any. So SB 256, Reestablish ALS Awareness Month, is sponsored by the Senate State Affairs by request. At our last meeting, we heard an introduction on the bill, sectional analysis, invited testimony, and public testimony. We closed public testimony and set an amendment deadline. No amendments were received. Would the sponsor staff please come forward and provide any final comments?
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the Community and Regional Affairs Committee. For the record, Senator Scott Kawasaki, I represent Fairbanks, Fort Wainwright, and Badger in the Senate. Really pleased to be here again and really thankful that this committee is able to take up this bill so quickly. As I mentioned before, ALS, or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, impacts 60 Alaskans, and it may seem like a few number with not a very, it might not seem like a very important bill, but I can tell you for the 60 folks who are impacted and their families, it's incredibly impactful. May is already established as the ALS Awareness Month in the U.S., through federal law, but we would like Alaska to also establish an ALS Awareness Month to keep that awareness up here locally. As mentioned before, it can affect any person at any age, at any sex, though it does impact, as it seems, people who've served in the military almost two times as often as civilian folks. And so with a large veteran population and a large population of active duty members, which we are very proud of, this bill could go a long way in establishing that awareness for ALS. So thank you very much for the committee's attention.
Thank you, Senator Kawasaki. Are there any questions? And I should note for the record that Senator Kawasaki was here from the start of the meeting. Seeing none, I would look to the will of the committee on SB 256. Senator Gray Jackson, may I have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to report SB 256 Work Order 33-LS, like in sugar, 1444/B, as boy, from committee with individual recommendations and the attached zero fiscal note. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, SB 256 passes from committee. We will now finish the committee, but I ask folks stay afterwards so we can sign the committee report. The Senate Community Regional Affairs Committee will meet next on Tuesday, March 19th. The time is 1:34, and this hearing of the Senate Community Regional Affairs Committee is now adjourned.